我们的主，我们在这里一同等候你。
I will wait here for you.
我们深深地知道，你有许多的话要向我们揭开。
We deeply know that you have many words you want to reveal to us.
因为你把我们摆在现在的世的这段日子里头。
Because you place us in this generation.
你叫我们看见过去你做的工。
You allow for us to see the work of your past.
也看见将来你必要成就的事。
And the things that will come about.
但是你非常重视我们现在这一个时间。
But you emphasize on our present time.
所以我们在这里仰望等候你的时候。
So here as we long and wait for you.
求主给我们的眼目和我们的心思都停留在现今这一个阶段。
So Lord, we ask that you would help us to fix our sight on the present time.
叫我们很清楚地知道你在这一段日子里边你所要做成的事。
So that we'll clearly understand what is it that you want to do in this time.
主，所以我们仰望你把赐人智慧和启示的灵更多地赏赐给我们。
So Lord, we look to you to grant us even more of the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
照明我们里面的眼睛。
To enlighten our sight from within.
让我们的心向你有更多的敞开。
So our hearts would be opened up even more towards you.
你向我们说话的时候，你的话就进到我们里面的深处。
So that when you do speak to us, your words would enter into our depths.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
因为你是没有改变的神。
Because you're a God who never changes.
你是现在、实在、今在的神。
You're the God who is, who was, and who is to come.
我们实在要感谢赞美我们的主。
We have to praise and thank our Lord.
你从永远到永远，你就是神。
From eternity to eternity, you are God.
我们在这里仰望你的时候。
And as we look to you here.
我们十分相信你要照着你的心意来把你的话语赏赐给我们。
We truly believe that you would want to grant to us your words.
主啊，特别给我们有一个苏醒的灵。
We ask that you give us alert spirit.
让我们实在在你的面前活在身心都受隔离的光景里。
And so that we would live in a fresh way that is circumcised.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
因为你愿意人毫无保留地归向你。
Because you want men to belong to you without any reservation.
求你用着你的话来调转我们的脚步。
So Lord, we ask that you use your words to turn our footsteps.
也扭转我们的心思和意念。
And turn about our heart and our mind.
叫我们余下的年日只有你的自己。
So the remainder of our days only have you.
不再在你以外去寻求别的。
That we will not seek anything outside of thee.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你乐意把你自己赏赐给我们。
Because you're willing to give yourself to us.
你乐意我们追求做一个得胜者来承受你的自己。
And you desire for us to pursue to be an overcomer to inherit yourself.
我们先求我们的主给我们眼睛明亮能看见。
So Lord, we do ask that you would brighten our eyes to see.
心思苏醒能领会。
So our hearts would be awake to understand.
我们就照着你那永远的旨意来跟随你的脚踪。
So that we would follow your footsteps according to your eternal will.
主，晚上恩待我们。
Lord, be gracious to us tonight.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank thee, Lord.
因为你实在是照着你的旨意来纪念我们。
Because indeed you do remember us according to thy will.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们今天晚上开始要看现在的事。
Tonight we will want to look at the things which are.
那一提到这个现在的事。
And when we mention about these matters that are.
我们曾经提过。
We have made mention previously.
不是单单指着现在的现在。
It is not only pointing at now, this present.
这里所提到现在的事。
But when it mentions the things that are.
是包括一段很长的时间。
This is a period that is very long.
我们感谢神，他给我们看见他启示录的话的时候，他自己把启示录里面分成三个时段。
And as we share, as God gives us the words from Revelation, He Himself separates it into three periods.
一部分是所看见的。
On the one hand, it is the things which are seen.
当中的一部分是现在的事。
And one period is the things that are.
那么现在的事完毕了以后，将来必成的事就开始。
And after the things that are, the things which will come.
那现在我们就要来看现在的事。
And so now we want to look at the things that are.
我们曾经提过，现在的事就是包括第二章和第三章这两章的经文里边的内容。
And we have made mention the contents in chapters 2 and 3 are the things that are.
从第四章开始就已经是将来必成的事的记录。
And starting from chapter 4 are the recording of the things that shall come.
因为这些都是经文本身给我们所看见的那一个时段。
Because that's the period that allows for us to see by the text itself.
那现在的事里面就是包括了七个教会的书信。
And so the things that are include the seven epistles to the seven churches.
那这七个教会都在小亚细亚。
And these seven churches are in Asia Minor.
但这七个教会不等于小亚细亚的全部的教会。
But all, these seven churches does not include all the churches in that region of Asia Minor.
只是亚细亚的这个地区里头当中的七个教会。
But there are only seven locations of the many churches in this region of Asia Minor.
那为什么是七个呢？
Why is it seven?
我们曾经提过了。
We have made mention before.
因为这七个教会有代表性。
Because these seven churches have a representation.
在属灵的光景里面有代表性。
That under spiritual conditions, they represent something.
从教会的历史发展来看也有代表性。
And they also are a representation as a spiritual development of the church.
那因着这两个很明显的那个原因。
And because of these two very clear reasons,
所以我们的主就选中这七个教会来接受不同的七封书信。
And so our Lord chooses these seven churches to receive these seven epistles.
借着这七封书信就说出了在教会的日子的里边主所等候的是什么。
And so through these seven epistles to these seven churches, the Lord allows for us to see what he is waiting for.
我们先概括的把七封书信来提一提。
Let us first briefly mention over the seven epistles first.
弟兄姊妹，如果读过这七封书信，你都非常明显的领会。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we read through these seven epistles very clearly, we can understand.
这是我们的主对教会所要说的话。
These are the Lord's words he wants to say to the church.
因为很显然给我们看到。
Because very clearly we can see.
七个教会代表众教会来接受主的书信。
That is these seven churches who represent the whole church to receive these epistles.
每一封信都是写给一个教会。
That each epistle is written to one particular church.
但是你看到每一封信的末了，你都看到是向众教会说话。
But you can see at the end of each epistle is said to unto the churches.
所以合起来的话，那就是我们的主对全教会说的话。
So when you combine it together, it is our Lord speaking to the entire church.
说什么呢？
What is he saying?
说出教会的光景。
He tells us of the condition of the church.
说出教会要明确那个追求的方向。
And allow for the church to have a very direct, a clear direction to pursue.
也很明确的让教会知道追求的内容。
And it also allows for the church to clearly see the substance, the content of her pursuit.
那我们先把这七封书信所引出的问题来注意一下。
And so now let us first pay attention to some of the issues that are brought forth from these seven epistles.
因为我们不先掌握这一个七封书信的那个特色。
Because if we do not first grab hold of the special characteristic of each epistle,
代表性
or what each epistle represents,
那我们读这七封书信就会读得零零碎碎的。
Then when we read it, we'll read it in bits and pieces.
如果主给我们能掌握到的七封书信的那个特点，
But if our Lord allows for us to grasp on the special feature of these
epistles, 那我们就看见主在教会里面各样的安排和带领。
Then we'll be able to see how the Lord has led and arranged for the church.
我们看这里有七个教会。
Now here we can see seven churches.
在一般读圣经的人，他们有好几种的解说。
In general, many Bible scholars have a few explanations for this.
有一些弟兄们，他们就把这七封书信看成完完全全就是教会的七种的形态。
And some brethren would explain it in a way that these seven churches represent seven conditions of the church.
教会的属灵的光景都在这七封书信里边给显露出来。
That the spiritual condition of the church is revealed to us in these seven epistles.
准确的、不准确的都在这七封书信里边显出来。
Whether that condition is accurate or not, it is revealed to us in these seven letters.
当然我们也承认这七封书信就说出了教会七种的属灵的形态。
And of course we also acknowledge that these seven epistles does tell us of the seven different conditions of the church.
但是如果把这七封书信很简单的看只看作是教会七个形态，
But if we just merely look at it just that, that is seven conditions of the church.
那我们就不够体会主的心思。
Then we have not enough focus on the heart of the Lord.
因为主在这七封书信里面说的话比七种形态要多一点。
Because the Lord's words here spoken of the church is more important, more than just the condition of the church.
另外又有一些弟兄，
And there are also other brethren,
他们把这七封书信就看成教会的七段历史的时期。
That they would view these seven epistles as seven different periods of the church history.
如果我们把整个的教会历史分成七个阶段来看的时候，
Now we were to break up the church history into seven different periods,
也很跟这七封书信的次序也蛮像。
It is also then very similar to these seven epistles as well.
以弗所教会头一封书信是以弗所教会。
And so for example, the first epistle is written to the church of Ephesus.
里面的那个光景跟使徒行传摆在一起的时候，你很明显的看见很相类。
So the condition that is written to us about the church at Ephesus is very similar to the condition of the churches in the book of Acts.
接上去的士美拿教会，
And so and then following is the church of Smyrna.
是一个受苦的教会。
It is a church of suffering.
如果你把它跟罗马帝国十次的大逼迫的那事情拼在一起，你也真清楚的看见那段时间果然是如此。
And so, for example, if you were to use the church in Smyrna during the period of the 10 tribulation persecution of the Roman Empire, indeed, that is also very similar.
然后到了别加摩教会。
And then when you get to the church in Pergamos,
你要看见在别加摩教会里面所提到的事情。
And then when you read into the matters mentioned in the church of Pergamos,
和君士但丁王帝接受基督教，而使基督教发生头一次发生整体性的混乱，那又很相似。
Then we can relate that to the period of time where King Constantine had caused great confusion for the corporate body.
你要是再看过去，看到推亚推拉教会。
And then when you read on to the church at Thyatira,
那就是天主教成型，一直。到了所谓宗教改革以前那一段的时间的光景完全一个模样。
That is very well fitted into the period of time when Catholicism was formed just right before the time of the Reformation.
然后到了撒迪教会。
And then when you get to the Church of Sardis,
那就是宗教改革时所谓宗教改革时期的那一段的历史。
That is the so-called period of the religious reforms.
那个时候天主教已经把教会的信仰弄得乱七八糟了。
At that time Catholicism has already totally messed up.
所以那段时候约翰胡斯出来了。
The faith of the church. And so at that time John Wesley came forth.
John Hus.
那
接着那个 马丁路德又出来了。
And so that was also the time of Martin Luther.
啊，同时那个加尔文又出来了。
And that was also the time of Calvin.
啊，并且在那一个时间里边，那个要恢复神的真理的那些许多的弟兄姊妹们都给主显出来了。
And so that was also during the period of time when the Lord raised many brethren who was to bring the church back to the right place.
但是你看那一段时间
But when you look at that period of time
恢复是恢复了
Yes, they were restored
但是总是你一点点我一点点他一点点
But it's all in bits and pieces You have a little and I have a little
都没有恢复到一个比较完全的那个光景
It is not to a complete condition
所以圣灵在那里就说按明你是活的其实你是死的
And so the Holy Spirit there says to that church that you look alive yet you are dead
那么再过
And then if you read on
我们看到神的确做了好大的工作
We see indeed God has done a great work
在欧洲那个在东欧那一边就兴起了借着各种各样的难处兴起了许许多多的弟兄们
Through many difficulties in Europe, especially Eastern Europe, God has risen many brethren.
而其中最明显的有辛辛多夫的他们那一批弟兄。
And a group of brothers that are very evident to us is Brother Sinsendorf and those brethren there.
当然还有很好多其他的弟兄。
And of course, there are many other brothers as well.
然后又到了英国的弟兄会。
And then it has to be the brethren movement in England.
那好像达米弟兄啊，William Kelly 弟兄啊。
And so, for example, Brother Darby and etc. there in England.
还有那个穆勒弟兄啊。
And Mueller.
哦，好多好多。
And so,
给神兴起来。
There are many, many brethren who was raised up by God.
那一段时间的确也是带进教会一个很大的享用。
And at that time, indeed, it led the church into enjoying much of the abundance of God. And so that is a situation very familiar with the church at Philadelphia.
从欧洲加上英国这一段的教会的历史跟菲拉铁菲教会那封书信来比较你看到真是类似
And so when you read to the letter to the church at Philadelphia and this history of the brethren in Europe and England, you put it together, it's very similar. And then when you see the spiritual condition of the church, it continues to develop into the church at Laodicea. And so the church at Laodicea is our condition today. Because you see the church of Laodicea, they boast in their material. They boast in their knowledge.
这些的确也很丰富。
Indeed, that is very abundant.
但是呢
But,
一个很严肃的问题就是
One thing that's very serious is
没有了主
They don't have the Lord.
这是老底家的光景
That's condition at Laodicea.
也就是接近主回来以前那个教会的光景
That is also the condition of the church before the Lord's return.
所以如果从教会历史的次序来看这七封书信好像也给我们看到有可取的地方
And so if you look at it that this is a representation of the different periods of church history that is something that's suitable as well.
但弟兄姊妹如果我们把这七封书信又是很简单的看成教会七个历史的时期啊
But brothers and sisters as the same token goes if you look at these seven epistles merely as the seven periods of church history
那恐怕仍然和很简单的看这七封书信是七个形态的那种光景一样没有摸到主说话的那个意思
Then it would just be the same as when we read these seven epistles as the seven conditions of the church we have not touched upon the heart of the Lord
不是说这些弟兄们这样体会这七封书信是完全没有可取
It is not that the brethren who explain the Bible in this way are not, they are not acceptable
他们仍然有可取
There are still points that we can accept.
问题就是没有完不完整
But it is not complete.
没有完全和主说话的那个心思配合得起来
It is not completely connected with the heart of the Lord when he speaks these words.
那因为我们这样子来提一下，弟兄姊妹就看得出来了。
Because if we were to mention this, then brothers and sisters will realize why.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看
，brothers and sisters, if you see，
七封书信就是七个教会的形态的话
，that if these seven epistles were seven conditions of the church，
那就是同一个时期的里，同一个时间的里边。
That means in this same period of time，
这七种形态都应当很明显的存在。
That these seven different conditions should be very evident.
但是事实上我们看
But in fact, when we see,
的确是有这七种形态
Yes, there are these seven conditions.
但却不是七种形态都同时在那里出现的那么明显
But they do not appear so evident at the same time.
最低限度我们提两个两封书信来弟兄姊妹你就看到
At the very least, if we mention two epistles, then you'll be able to see this, brothers and sisters.
一个是士美拿教会。
One is the Church of Smyrna.
你现在很难在地上找到像士美拿教会的那一种光景。
Because right now it is very rare for us to find the condition of that church in Smyrna right today.
不是说教会在地上没有逼迫。
It is not that the church is not persecuted on earth.
在前不久，在那些无神的国度里。包括中国在里边，教会还是受谴责的。
Not long ago, in those atheist nations, and China's included, the church is also trampled upon.
到现在，在中国上边还是有这种情形的。
Even today, there are these kind of situations in China.
在回教的国家的里边，那个情形只有更厉害一点，却没有减轻。
In Muslim nations, that situation is even worse and not less.
现在还是有教许多神的儿女们在一些地区受很大的反对。
And yes, even today, there are many children of God in many regions that are opposed greatly.
但弟兄姊妹们，你如果把现在所看到的那些教会所受到的难处跟士美拿教会的这封书信来做比较的话
，But brothers and sisters, if you use The persecution of the children of God today compared with the persecution of the church in Smyrna.
弟兄姊妹，你实在看见，现在不太看见士美拿的光景。
Indeed, brothers and sisters, you realize that the condition of the church at Smyrna is not very common today.
只看见士美拿的那一个类似的一点点的情形，却没有看见整个像士美拿的那种光景。
It is only a condition that's a very little bit similar to that condition, but not completely the same as the days in Smyrna.
这是一个。
That's one church.
那另外一个就菲拉切菲。
And now the other example is Philadelphia.
就这么你很难在整个教会的历史的里头看到在同一个时期的里边。
Brothers and sisters, very rare can you see another church condition in the same period.
有菲拉铁菲的那一种情形存在的
That would have the condition of Philadelphia
不是说没有
It is not that there isn't
零零碎碎是有一点
Bits and pieces of it,
但是程度上跟菲拉铁菲赶不上
But in degree, it cannot be in the same as the church at Philadelphia
那所以弟兄姊妹如果我们很简单的把这七封书信看成教会的七个形态
And so, brothers,
教会历史里边的七个形态
So brothers and sisters, if we view these seven epistles as the seven conditions of the church in church history,
那就是有点不完整
Then that's not complete.
同样的
Similarly,
如果你把这七封书信看成教会的七个的历史的时期
If you look at these seven letters as the seven periods of church history,
那我们也看见又和这七封书信不完全
Then we can also see this is not completely in union with these seven epistles.
我们必须要承认一个事实。
We must confess this fact.
在写信的时候
，When this letter was written,
实实在在有七个这样的教会存留。
Yes, indeed, there are these seven churches in this condition.
这七个教会是同时存留在那个时候的。
And these seven churches appear at the same time in that period.
若是我们把它单纯的看成教会的历史的阶段
If we merely look at it seven different periods of church history
那弟兄姊妹你就看到
then brothers and sisters,
以弗所教会, you can see,
the church at Ephesus is over.
士美拿就出来,
then Smyrna came forth.
士美拿过去了,
and after Smyrna was over,
别加摩就出来,
then Pergamos came forth.
别加摩出来了,
and,
对不起, 别加摩过去了,
and after Pergamos was over,
推亚推拉就出来,
then the church at Thyatira came forth.
推亚推拉过去了, 沙迪就来,
and after that church was over, then Sardis came.
沙迪过去了, 那个菲拉铁菲才来,
and after Sardis, then Philadelphia.
如果沙迪教会不过去, 菲拉铁菲要来也来不了,
and if the church at Sardis is not over yet, then the period for the church at Philadelphia will not come.
又要等到菲拉铁菲教会完全过去了, 那个老底家的光景才显露,
and only when the period of the church in Philadelphia is over, then the church in Laodicea would be manifested.
那弟兄姊妹,如果这样简单地看成教会七个时期, 那这样和实际的那个光情形又配不起来了。
Then brothers and sisters, if we merely look at it as seven periods of church history, then that is not connected with the actual situation at the time.
那我们怎么来看见提丰书信是比较靠近我们主说话的目的呢？
Then in what way should we view these seven letters so that we can draw even closer to the purpose of our Lord in saying these words?
那我们必须要把这七封书信读得很准确,很完整。
Then we must read these seven epistles very accurately and completely.
然后我们才能掌握它里面那个特点。
And then we're able to grasp the special characteristic of that letter.
那所以如果我们能做到这样的一个地步,
and so if we're able to do that,
弟兄姊妹你就发觉,
then brothers and sisters, you'll discover
七个教会的状形态和七个教会的时期混在一起来成为教会的历史。
Then these seven letters become the history of the church combined together from the seven conditions of the church and the seven periods of the church.
那个意思就是说,
so that meaning is to say,
教会按照这七个历史的时期,
that the church, according to these seven periods,
突出了那一个时期做代表的教会的那一个形态。
Each period has a representation of a specific condition of that of the church at that specific period.
但是并不是说其他的六个形态就完全消踪灭迹。
But that does not say that the traces of the other conditions are totally gone.
事实上是其他的六个形态也同时存在。
But the fact is the six other conditions also exist at the same period.
但是没有那一个代表那个时期的代表性的那个形态那样的显明显。
But those six other conditions of the church is not as clear in that particular period because the one condition is representation of that particular period.
或者说是成了教会历史的主流。
Or that condition becomes the mainstream of the condition of the church during that period.
比方说,
for example,
如果说以弗所教会时期,
during the period of the church at Ephesus,
那就是使徒行传的使徒时代的那个时候了。
That is during the time,
从历史上面来看,
from the history's viewpoint, that's the time of the apostles.
在那一段时期里,
during that period,
以弗所教会是具备那个时期的代表性。
Then the church of Ephesus represents that period.
但是其他的六种教会的形态也同时存在相同的时间。
The church of Ephesus represents the condition of that period, but the other six conditions are existing as well.
再举一个例子。
Another example.
如果到了那个别加摩的时期,
for example, during the period of Pergamos,
这一个时期里面教会的那个特色, 就是别加摩教会的光景。
The condition of the church is represented to us by the condition of Pergamos.
其他的六个教会的形态也同时存在。
Yet, the other six conditions also exist during that period as well.
但是不是主流。
But they're not the mainstream.
主流只有一个。
There's only one mainstream.
那就是别加摩的形态。
That is the condition at the church of Pergamos.
七个教会的时期都是如此。
It is the same throughout these seven periods.
每一个时期总有一个形态是成为那个时期的代表性的。
That each period
教会
each period, there would be a church with a specific condition that would become the mainstream that represents that church period.
那说弟兄姊妹，当我们能掌握到这样的一个光景的时候
，So brothers and sisters, if we're able to grab hold of that condition,
我们就了解到了。
Then we'll understand.
那为什么这七封书信就是说明整个教会的历史呢
？Why is it then that these seven epistles tells us the whole history of the church?
也就是说出为什么这七个啊、这七个教会称为现在的是是。包括那么长的一段的时间。
Then it also explains to us why in these seven epistles it is included in the time period of the things that are, and that period is a very long period.
那提到这里的时候
，And so when I mention about that,
我要特别让弟兄姊妹们留意一件事情。
I want brothers and sisters to pay close attention to this.
这七个教会
，the seven churches.
如果我们细细读到里边的话。
When we read into it in detail,
我们又很清楚地看见圣灵又把它分成前边三个和后边四个。
It is very clearly divided by the Spirit as well, the first three and the last four.
啊，你说为什么有这样分别呢？
And you ask, why is this separation?
那这个又和教会历史，教会的历史时期有点关系了。
And this also has to do with some of the periods of church history.
那弟兄姊妹你注意
Now brothers and sisters, if you notice,
在头三个教会
In the first three churches mentioned,
就是在头三封书信里
So the first three letters
对那三个教会所说的话
The words spoken to these three churches
没有给我们看到
It,
主的那一个劝勉是劝勉到什么时候
It did not allow for us to seeThe encouragement from the Lord at the end, when that would end.
啊，但是并不是说我们的主忽略他们。
It is not that our Lord neglects them.
不是。
No.
而是说到，因为在这个教会历史的发展过程的里头，教会的那个状态也是跟着那个历史的时期产生一些。
It is because of the spiritual development of the church history at that time that the condition of the church has some changes with that church period.
那因此弟兄姊妹，当你看到后面那四封书信的时候
So brothers and sisters, when you read the last four epistles,
你能发觉当中有一件事情是主很重的提到的。
You discover there's one thing that the Lord very much emphasizes on.
但是在前三封书信里边，主没有提的。
But the Lord did not mention this in the first three.
那主这样提在后来呢四封书信里边提到那一件事。
But it's mentioned in the last four.
就让我们看到起码有两个事实。
Then.
要我们去注意的。
Because of that fact, there are two things that we need to pay attention to.
一个事实就是
One
现在的事是结束在主再来
the first fact is that the things that are that period of time ends with our Lord's return
那当然现在的事的起头就是在拔摩海岛约翰听见主说话的时候开始
And so the period of that time of the things that are begins with the time of JohnOn the island of Patmos, when he hears the voice of the Lord.
那为什么我们说它是教会历史的时期呢？
Then why do we claim that as part of the church history?
为什么我们又说那也是教会的七个那个属灵的形态呢？
And why do we also say that it is also a condition of the church?
如果里面所说的一瞬间就过去了，那就没有这些话了。
Because if the words spoken in these two chapters are gone in an instant, then those two points does not exist.
但是我们留意到里边所说到的话，它一直往前延伸到主再来的时候才停止。
But we discover the words spoken in those epistles continues to go on and on until our Lord's return.
那我们来看看这个。
Now let us take a look at that.
那从推雅推拉教会。那里那一封书信就开始了。
Now starting with the epistle to the church at Thyatira.
这也是前一阵子我们在主日交通的时候曾经提到的。
And we have made mention of this in our previous sharing.
那第二章的二十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 25.
但你们已经有的总要持守，只等到我来。
But that which ye have already hold fast till I come.
那也就是说。
That is to say,
推雅推拉教会的那些愿意拣选主的人，简单来说，我们就是那里的得胜者。
And so, in other words, those in the church of Thyatira who is willing to choose the Lord, the overcomers,
他们的持守要一直持守到主再来。
They have to hold fast till our Lord comes.
然后
，And then,
你看到撒迪教会
，Look at the church at Sardis.
第五节了
Verse 5
第三节不对不起
I mean verse 3
他说要回想你是怎样领受怎样听见的又要遵守并要悔改若不警醒我必临到你那里如同贼一样我几时临到你也绝不能知道
Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent if therefore thou shalt not watch I will come on thee as a thief and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee
那这话明明就是指着 主再来的那种光景了
and so those words clearly point to us the condition of our Lord's return
撒迪教会要好好的悔改回转预备等候主来
and so the church at Sardis have to be ready repent and wait for our Lord's return
然后十一节
And then verse 11.
那是对腓拉铁菲教会说的。
That is spoken to the church at Philadelphia.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。又是主再来。
Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
要叫人得赏赐的时候。
And so that when man is rewarded.
你再看。
And then if you read on.
二十节。
Verse 20.
看了我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门了，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me.
你读这个话很显然就看到。
And when you read these words, it's very clear.
仅是说到主再来了。
Not only is it our Lord's return.
甚至是说到在国度里头与主一同坐席的事了。
But even to a point that you are dining with the Lord in the kingdom.
那所以弟兄姊妹你看看末了那四封书信。
So brothers and sisters, if you look at the last four epistles.
在时间上就给我们看到一直到主来。
In the time frame, it is till our Lord returns.
那所以我们说这七封书信是说的是教会的整个的历史。
And so,
根据就是这里。
And so,
就是这些话。
And that's why, according to these verses, that's why these seven epistles are the complete church history.
因为是从主给约翰听到这封书信的时候开始，一直到主回来的那个时候为止。
Because it begins with the time when the Lord gave these words to John until he returns.
那我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
那这一个特点。
Because of this point,
就给我们看到现在的事，一直引我们到主再来的那一个时候为止。
It brings us to the point to focus on our Lord's return.
另外一点给我们留意到的呢
？And so the second thing it allows for us to realize that is
这七个教会的形态
concerning the seven conditions of the church.
头三个教会的形态呢是在他们在教会历史的他们自己的那个时间的里头是比较明显的。
At these conditions of the church, the first three is, conditions of the church is very clear in their period.
那不是在他们的时期的里边，他们就不是那么明显。
But these three conditions are not so clear in the other periods.
但是后面那四封书信所说明的四种形态。
But the four conditions of the church that is represented to us in the last four epistles.
当他们的那一个形态一出现了以后
But after their condition is manifested.
这种形态就一直维持到主再来
That condition sustains until our Lord returns.
推雅图拉教会是这样
That is the condition with the church at Thyatira.
所以你在现在我们来看
So if we look at it today.
现在的天主教 跟那一个时候的天主教没有两样。
Catholicism today and Catholicism in that period is the same.
那时的天主教是怎样，现在的天主教还是怎样。
Catholicism of old is the same today.
虽然差不多一千几百年过去了，没有变。
Even though so many more than 1,000 years has passed, it's still the same.
过去他们是如何，现在还是如何。
How they were in the past, they are the same today.
他们是用教皇来代替了主，现在还是。
They use the Pope to take the Lord's place. They do the same today.
那他们那是上圣徒祷祈祷上上上上圣母祈祷，现在还是。
They pray to the saints and pray to Mary. Today they do the same.
那你要看到那个撒迪教会。
But if you look at the church in Sardis,
你看到所谓宗教改革时期的那种光景，那个时候是如何，现在还是如何。
You look at the so-called Reformation, the condition of then and now is the same.
你很不容易叫一个信义宗的人，在因信称义这一个真理以外，再扎针一些，他们必须要按照主的心思去追求的。
If you look at the Lutherans, you cannot ask them to add anything on a point above justification by faith to pursue after the Lord.
在他们的心思里，他们说我们有了这个因信称义，够了。
Because in their heart they say, I'm justified by faith and that is enough.
你要是碰到一些浸信会的人，
and if you find some Baptists,
你难得他们肯在进这个样式和那个民主智慧的这个样式以外，要求他们再增加一些主的要求。
It will be hard to ask them to add on any requirements from the Lord regarding baptism and democracy.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到
？Brothers and sisters, you see.
他们那个时候出现的是怎样？现在还是这样
？How they were then, it is the same today.
菲拉天菲也是如此。
It's the same with the church at Philadelphia.
虽然现在的菲拉天菲太少了。
And even though it is too few of the church condition of Philadelphia.
我们盼望我们能有菲拉天菲的味道，但是我们承认我们还不是。
We want to have a taste of like the flavor of Philadelphia, but we are not.
但是还是有很少数的在菲拉天菲的光景存留。
But there are still a few.That has the condition of Philadelphia.
那么老底家就更不必说了。
And even more than it's very common today, the church at Laodicea.
大部分的现代的教会都是老底家。
Almost most of the church condition today is like this condition at Laodicea.
所以你看见，自从这些类型的教会一出现在教会历史里边成为主流以后，他们就一直存留到主再来。
And so you see the condition that's manifest. It to us from these four conditions of the four latter churches, their condition sustains to the today.
那这是这七封书信里面给我们所留意到的。
And so,
这样的一种光景。
Now we have to grab hold of this condition.
是教会的历史。
It is church history.
也是教会的形态。
It is also the condition of the church.
但是他们的出现有主自己的管理在其中。
But how they appear is ruled by our Lord.
按照他们的时间来显明他们什么时候做主流的形态。
And it's under the sovereignty of the Lord that these churches would manifest their condition in their period as the mainstream.
那现在我们掌握了这样的一个看见七封书信的那一个特点。
Now, so we grab hold of the special point of reading each epistle.
那我们就来到七封书信的本文里边去了。
We'll enter into the text itself of these seven letters.
那我们是按照七封书信的次序一封一封的看。
We'll read according to the order, looking at each letter.
其实我这样说也是不太准确。
Actually, I'm not accurate in saying that.
我是按照一个主在七封书信里边所给我们留意到的几个特点，我们根据那个特点一封一封的看下去。
How we will read these seven letters is according to each letter that would have some special points for us to pay attention to, and on each point we'll look from, at it from letter to letter.
我们先来看第二章以弗所的这一封书信。
Now let us look at the first letter to Ephesus.
第一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说，我知道
Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, I know.
那弟兄姊妹们，从第一节里边我们就留意到主写信给以弗所教会的时候他怎么介绍他自己。
Now, brothers and sisters, we see how our Lord introduces himself when he writes to the church of Ephesus.
我们以前读到所看见的时候也特别提到了。
We have made mention of this when we read it before.
圣灵让约翰所看见的那一位人子的形象。
That the Holy Spirit allows for John to see the image of the Son of Man.
总的来说，那就是教会的头的形象。
And conclude.In conclusion, that is the image of the head of the church.
但是他每一个特色就和七个教会的那一个光景有关联了。
But now when the image of our Lord, each characteristic of our Lord's image has to do with each condition of the church.
那现在弟兄姊妹你留意了。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention.
主写信给以弗所教会的时候。
So when he writes the church of Ephesus.
他就说他是右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的。
He says of himself that he holds the seven stars in his right hand who walk in the midst of the seven golden lampstands.
那我们上一次看的时候很明显就提过了。
And so when we read it before, we mentioned this.
这就是教会的主。
That is the Lord of the church.
他掌管着他所差遣的人。
He holds those who he sends.
他鉴察着他的众教会。
He examines all his churches.
因为他是教会的主。
Because he is the Lord of the church.
那现在他对以弗所教会就说，我是这样的一位主。
And now he introduces himself as this kind of Lord to the church of Ephesus.
那为什么我们的主这样把自己介绍给以弗所教会呢？
And so why does our Lord introduce himself in this way to the church of Ephesus?
这就和以弗所教会的形态有关联。
This has to do with the condition of the church of Ephesus.
那以弗所教会的形态是怎样呢？
Then what is the condition of the church of Ephesus?
从外面来看很好。
Externally, they're very good.
但是从实际来看的时候
But when you look at it practically
就发生难处了
Then there's some difficulty
七个教会
Seven churches
有七种光景
They have seven different conditions
那以弗所教会的那个光景是什么呢
Then what is the condition of the church of Ephesus
以弗所 教会的问题是发生在关乎主的地位的问题。
The problem of the Church of Ephesus has to do with the position of the Lord.
因为七个教会，每一个教会都对着我们的主有一个特殊的关系。
Because each church has a very special relationship with the Lord.
那我先把这七个教会的那个他们的问题，在主眼中的问题，先交通，先提出来，然后我们才回来看以弗所这封书信。
So let me first point out this point is the problem with each church. We'll look at it from church to church and then we'll come back to the first letter.
弟兄姊妹很容易能看见主对七个教会介绍他自己。
Brothers and sisters, clearly you can see when you read how the Lord introduces himself to each church.
乃是对着教会在属灵的征战中的那一个缺陷，或者说该肯定的地方，我们的主在那里显明他自己。
It is directly dealing with each church condition, how they have come short of the Lord, and how they should hold the Lord's, have the condition of the Lord.
那所以以弗所教会的问题是主的地位的问题。
And so the problem of the church of Ephesus is the position of the Lord.
然后呢，我们看到士美拿教会的时候。
And we look at the church in Smyrna.
那乃是主的宝贵的问题。
That has to do with the preciousness of the Lord.
就是主的价值的问题。
Or the value of the Lord.
我们的主的价值。是不是很宝贵呢？在神儿女们的心思里。
What is the value of the Lord? Is he precious to the children of God?
我们的主在神儿女们的心思里，那个价值是不是最高最高呢？
What is the value of the Lord in the hearts of the children of God? Does he hold the highest position, the highest value?
那这个是士美拿教会里边的那个情形。
And so that is the condition of the church in Smyrna.
那然后你看到别加摩呢？
And now if you look at Pergamos,
那是关乎主自己的尊荣的问题。
That has to do with our Lord's honor.
或者说的准说的那个具体一点，是关乎主的圣洁的问题。
To be very accurate, it talks about our Lord being holy.
因为那这别的摩教会的里头，我们的主好像并没有尊荣。
Because in the church in Pergamos, it seems like our Lord was not honorable.
因为有别样代替了主。
Because something else has taken his place.
那么这个到了推雅推拉教会呢？
And then when we get to the Church of Thyatira,
那是关乎主的纯净的问题。
It has to do with our Lord's purity.
如果说的具体一点，
To be very accurate,
就是关乎主的见证纯净不纯净的问题。
It talks about the purity of our Lord's testimony.
因为在推雅推拉教会的里边，
Because in the church in
Thyatira, 如果你要看他们所做的，
and you see what they do,
那是很大的，
it's great,
很吸引人的，
it attracts many,
但是问题在这里，
but that's the issue,
都不是主要做的，
that's not what the Lord wants to do,
跟主没有关系的，
has nothing to do with the Lord,
在主的纯净的上面是完全连不上来的，
it is not connected in the least bit with the purity of the Lord.
那么到了沙迪教会，
and when we get to the church in Sardis,
主在那里要对付他们的，
our Lord wants to deal with them,
是关乎主的完全的问题，
specifically about the perfection of our Lord,
也就是说，
that is to say,
在沙迪教会里头，
in the church at Sardis,
他们所摆出来的见证，
the testimony which they have,
并不是很完全的把主显出来，
does not in completion manifest the Lord.
你不能说他不对，
you cannot say they're wrong.
他就是不完全，
it is they're not complete.
主所要求的，
what the Lord requires,
是让神的教会，也就是称为基督的身体，能完全的去表明主，
is that the church of God or the body of Christ can manifest the Lord.
那这个是撒迪教会，
that's the condition with the Sardis.
那然后你看到腓拉帖腓的时候，
now with Philadelphia,
虽然腓拉帖腓没有给主责备，我们注意到这个是唯一没有给主责备的教。
Even though this church was not rebuked by our Lord, and we have to take note of that, they were not rebuked by our Lord.
士美拿教会也没有给主责备。
Similarly, Smyrna was not rebuked by the Lord.
但是真实给主有称赞，没有责备，再加上一点称赞的 只有以弗腓拉帖被教。
But only the church in Philadelphia, not only was it not reproached, but also praised.
那在以弗所在腓拉帖被教会里头所表达出来的。
But what is manifested in Philadelphia?
那是主的权柄的问题。
That has to do with the authority of the Lord.
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
每一个教会都有主要显明他自己的那一个。
That each church has a point that they would need to manifest the Lord.
其中有给主肯定的。
And something that is confirmed by the Lord.
但是大部分是给主责备的。
Many of them were rebuked by the Lord.
那然后到了最末了的那一个老底家教会。
And lastly, with the church in Laodicea.
那是关乎主的丰满的问题。
It has to do with the fullness of the Lord.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
你看到七封书信说到七个教会的形态。
When you see these seven epistles with the seven conditions of the church,
这个形态怎么形成的呢？
How do they form?
就是根据那时候的教会跟主的关系是如何，就显出那个状态是如何。
Has to do with the church's relationship with the Lord at that particular period, and that is how the condition is.
那我们了解到这七个教会里边，他们的主肯定的和主责备的那些事情。
Now, if we can take hold of what the Lord rebukes in a particular church or what the Lord confirms for them,
是很显然给我们看见，那就是教会面对着属灵征战的里边七种光景。
Then that allows for us to see the seven conditions of the church when they're in battle.
这七种光景从前是这样，现在还是这样。
These seven conditions hold true in the past as well as today.
而我们在神面前的追求，不是只是追求要做腓拉帖腓。
Our pursuit before the Lord today is not only that we want to be the church like Philadelphia.
我们也的追求要脱离撒迪。
We have to pursue to depart away from the condition of the church of Sardis.
来进入主的完全。
To enter into the perfection of the Lord.
也要脱离老底家。
To depart away from the condition of Laodicea.
来进入主的丰满。
To enter into the fullness of the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹这七封书信的里边。
Brothers and sisters, in these seven letters.
弟兄姊妹你留意主怎么介绍他自己。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention how the Lord introduces himself.
你就知道里边那个教会的光景是怎样。
Then you discover what the condition of the church is.
那现在我们又回到以弗所教会的。
Now let us return to the church of Ephesus.
主说他右手拿着七星。
Our Lord tells us himself as the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand. He walked in the midst of the seven golden lampstands.
那很显然显出。
So very clear that manifests to us.
这一位教会的主
This is the Lord of the church.
他既然是教会的主
If he is the Lord of the church,
那他的教会该怎么看他呢
Then how should his church view him?
看他是至高的呢
Does the church view him as the highest?
还是看他只是一个招牌呢
Or is only him as a sign?
那弟兄姊妹们这是一个很严肃的问题
Brothers and sisters, that is very serious.
如果我们的主给我们只是一个招牌。
If our Lord only is like a label to us.
哦，这个是基督教。
Oh, this is Christianity.
哦，这批人是信基督的。
These are the group of people who believe in Christ.
他们就是一些与基督有关的团体。
And so there are a group of people who have something to do with Christ.
如果只是有这个样子。
Now, if only that's the form.
啊，那就很可怜。
Then it's very pitiful.
因为并没有叫主的地位。
Because that does not manifest the position of the Lord. There are other things that would take his place. But our Lord, he is the head of the church. Because he is the one who holds in his hand all the service, all the worship of the church. Because he is the one who has the seven stars in his right hand. And he walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. So that's the position he should have. So the church needs to follow his footsteps, to follow his acknowledgement, to follow his arrangement, to manifest what he wants to manifest. And that is the church right acknowledgement of the Lord.
那现在这样的一位主对以弗所教会说话了。
And now this kind of Lord says to the church of Ephesus.
那他说什么呢？
What did he say?
他说我知道。
He says, I know.
知道什么呢？
What does he know?
底下就提了很多。
And then he tells us a few things.
那这些事情呢？
And these things,
我知道你的行为,
I know thy work,
劳碌,
thy labor,
忍耐,
thy patience,
也知道你不能容忍恶人,
and how thou cannot bear them which are evil.
你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的,
and thou hast,
看出他们是假的来,
and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars.
你也能忍耐曾为我的名劳苦并不乏倦,
and has borne and has patience and for my name's sake has labored and not fainted.
弟兄姊妹们主说他完全知道。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord says he's completely known.
他没有忽略以弗所教会在神主面前所做的。
He did not neglect anything of the church, what the church of Ephesus did before God.
而以弗所教会在主面前所做的这一切主都一一的在那里数算。
All the work of the church of Ephesus before God, our Lord counts them one by one.
但弟兄说当你读下去的时候
But brothers and sisters, when you read on,
你发觉一个难处
You discover this, the hardship.
当主在那里数算这个教会的好处的时候
When our Lord counts all the goodness of this church,
很可惜
Unfortunately,
这些好处都是过去的时候
All these things are in the past.
都是过去的时候
They are past tense.
过去了多久我们不知道
How long have they passed? We do not know.
反正在过去的那些日子以弗所教会的确是这样的活着活在主的面光的底下
But in the past, that's how they lived. They lived under the light of the Lord.
为着主的心意劳苦劳碌忍耐
For the Lord's sake, they worked, they labored, and they had patience.
为了主的真道的纯正纯正他拒绝那些传传假道的人。
For the purity of the truth of the Lord, they reject those who are false.
他们为着主劳苦，也没有发怨言。
And they labor for the Lord, yet they did not grieve.
他们的确是在主面前很蒙数算。
Indeed, they were very well remembered before the Lord.
但是很可怜的。
But very pitiful.
这是从前的事。
That's something in the past.
现在没有了。
It is no longer there.
从前以弗所教会曾经这样的叫主的心里头有点满足
In the past, the church of Ephesus did satisfy the Lord's heart in this way, a little bit.
因为当主在那里建造以弗所教会的时候
But when he searches the church of Ephesus,
他们真实的看见以弗所教会里头每一个神的儿女他们都是活在主的喜悦里边
Indeed, they saw that the church of EphesusAll the children of God there lived under the pleasure of the Lord.
如果我们从教会历史上面来看
If we look at it from church history,
以弗所教会的确是很不简单的一个教会。
The church of Ephesus indeed is a very good one.
不简单乃是说他们属灵的光景很高。
They're good in the sense that their spiritual condition was very high.
你不需要看别的。
You don't need to look at anything else.
你只看主写的那一封以弗所书你就晓得
If you just merely look at the letter of the Ephesians which God wrote to the church there
以弗所书信里边所说到那个神永远的旨意里头那些属灵的光景
When you look at the spiritual condition our Lord mentions in the book of Ephesus
弟兄姊妹们你拿到现在许多称为基督徒的人还读不进去。
Brothers and sisters, even today, many Christians cannot read into that.
但是那个时候，主就把这封书信给了以弗所教会。
But at that time, the Lord gave that book to the church of Ephesus.
你说那时候以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹们全都能读这个书信啊
？Then do you say that all the children of God there can read that letter?
我们不敢说他们每一个人都能读。
We dare not say all of them would read and understand.
但是我们却是有把握说大部分的以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹们能接受那一封书信。
But we dare say that many of the children of God at Ephesus at that time can accept that letter.
如果他们不能接受这个书信，主也不会向他们说这样的话。
For if they cannot receive it, then the Lord would not have spoken those words to them.
因为主自己明明说他的话语绝不突然返回的。
Because our Lord himself says that his words will not return in vain.
他的话语一出来 就要叫人得益处的。
That his words are profitable.
如果当时以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹们不能承受主说以弗所书的那个内容。
Now if the children of God at Ephesus cannot receive the content of the book of Ephesians at that time,
主就不会在那个时候说以弗所书。
Then our Lord would not have spoken the book of Ephesians to them.
如果主在那里向着一些不能领会以弗所书的人说以弗所书，那他的话就是突然返回。
Because if he was speaking his words to those who cannot understand, then his words would return in vain.
我们感谢赞美我们的。
We praise and thank our Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，你不能不注意。
Brothers and sisters, you must also take note.
以弗所教会接受启示录这一封书信的时候。
When the church of Ephesus received this letter in Revelation.
他们在外表。
Externally,
过去几乎可以说没有任何的变动。
Externally, as in the past, you can say there is nothing that changed.
他们从前劳碌，现在还是劳碌。
They labored in the past, they still labor.
那他们从前是怎样做，现在他们还是怎样做。
What they did in the past, they still do so at the time.
跟过去没有改变。
They did not change as previously.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
你读这一封书信的时候
When you read this letter,
你就发觉一个问题在哪里
Then you discover this problem
也就是他们的难处
And that is their difficulty
也就是主责备他们的那个根原因
And that is the very reason the Lord rebukes them
也许我们就会说
Then we might say
既然他们所做的跟从前所做的没有什么两样
Since they do the same as they did before
那主为什么要责备他们
Why is it then the Lord rebuked them?
主不应该责备他们。
The Lord should not rebuke them.
但是我们的主就是责备了他们。
But our Lord indeed rebuked them.
那为什么责备他们呢
？Why?
不是因为他们现在所做的跟从前所做的不一样。
It is not because they did anything different from before.
他们还维持着从前所做的。
They still sustain what they did before.
但是在他们在做过去所做的那些事物的当时。
But in the things which they have done previously,
他们失去了一个东西。
At the time when they do it again, they lost something.
就是主责备他们的那一个原因。
And that something is the reason why the Lord rebukes them.
所以第四节你看到。
So verse 4 it says,
主一直提到他，你看你从前那么好，那么好，那么好。
And so up to verse 4, our Lord continues to mention how you were, how good you were in the past.
但是有些事我要责备你。
Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee.
什么事呢？
What is that?
就是你我照那个圣经原来的那个时间读加上两个字
I'll read it according to the first year but I'll add two words to it
就是你已经把起初的爱心离弃了
Because thou hast already left thy first love
那不仅是把爱心离弃了是已经离弃了
Not only have you left your first love but you already have left it
不是你慢慢的没有从前那么好爱心没有从前那么好还是有一点不主说你已经离弃了
No, it is not that you're starting to leave your first love but you have already left it
弟兄姊妹们这个就是那个最要紧的那个关键
Brothers and sisters, that's the key
这也就是那个主在他们中间的地位的问题
That also has to do with the Lord's position in their midst
在过去
In the past
他们爱主
They love the Lord
他们尊重主
They respect the Lord.
他们高举主。
They exalt the Lord.
他们一切是为着主的满足。
That they do all to please the Lord.
所以是主在这里说，你们把起初的爱心已经离弃了。
And so our Lord tells them, you already have left your first love.
什么叫做起初的爱心呢
？What is this first love?
我们中文把它翻成起初的爱心。
Our Chinese translation is first love.
有些时候很容易给人带来一个误解。
Sometimes it will bring forth a misunderstanding.
以为刚信主的时候的那个时候的光景。
It seems like it's the condition when we first accepted the Lord.
一个真实信主的人，他才信主的时候，他里面真是火热。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, someone who has just believed in the Lord, they're very zealous within.
一个偏离过主，后来又让主复兴过来的，弟兄姊妹们，那一个时候，他们里面也真是非常的火热。
The brethren who has fallen away from the Lord and revived by the Lord at that time, he's also very zealous.
不管你是信主的时候的起初也好，你复兴的时候的起初也好。
Whether it is the first in the sense that when you first believed in the Lord or when you were first risen after you have fallen.
在那个时间里边，我们向着主 真的是很单纯。
In that period, indeed, we're very pure before the Lord.
很爱主。
We really love Him.
很愿意讨神的喜悦。
That we really desire to seek His favor.
但是主在这里说这个起初的爱心，起如果我们照着希腊文直接的翻出来的话，那是第一位的爱心。
But when we translate it according to the Greek, the first love means this is the love in the first place.
那这个第一位的爱心是什么呢？
And so what is this love in the first place?
因为在这里所用的就是那一个神爱世人的爱。
Because this love here is using, is the love that, the, that God loves the world with.
这个平常一般人就读希腊文的发音就是那个Agapao 的爱啊。
And so this is the agape love that when those who read Greek.
你把这个第一个爱失去了。
And so you have lost this first love.
那个意思就是说。
So that's to say.
你们从前所做的这许许多多。
All the things you did previously.
都是为了叫主满足。
It is to please the Lord.
都是让主心里舒畅。
It is so that you will cause satisfaction and comfort to the Lord's heart. It is in order to exalt the Lord's name.
不容许主的道给掺杂。
And you do not want the Lord's words to be mixed. Because you love the Lord.
但现在呢?
But now,
你们所做的还是维持的一个样子。
What you do now externally, you still have that form.
但是你只是维持原有的。
But you only sustain that form.
外面的工作。
The form externally,
外面的活动,
the work,
这些外面的事物, 你们全都维持着,
and all these matters and activities you still have.
从外面看来, 跟过去没有两样。
So if you look from the outside, it is the same.
但是主说,
but our Lord says,
当我在灯台里边行走的时候,
when I'm walking in the midst of the lampstand,
我就发觉一个问题了,
I discovered this problem.
你们现在是维持工作,
now you only have the work.
你们并不像从前那样子来显明
Unlike the past, you do not manifest the Lord's pleasure.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是以弗所教会的问题。
This is the problem with the church of Ephesus.
也是以弗所教会所表达的那个属灵的光景。
And that is also the condition of the church of Ephesus.
你能看到许多称为主神的教会的。
And you can see many so-called churches of God.
他们在工作上面，在活动上面，在各种各样表达的事物上面，他们真的是在人眼中看来很成功。
In their work, in their activity, in the many things that they manifest, in man's view, yes, they're very successful.
很叫人羡慕。
And many would admire them.
但是在放在主的鉴察的底下。
But when you put it under the examination of the Lord, the Lord says, no, it is not right.
你们所有所做的都是维持你们的那一个声誉。
All the things that you do, you only sustain your representation.
维持你们的工作的那个传统。
You only hold on to your reputation and the tradition of your work.
维持你们那些活动的模样。
And you only have the form of your work.
但是你们里面变了。
But within your substance has changed.
外面没有变。
Externally it's the same.
里面变了。
But within it has changed.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这是以弗所教会的难处。
This is the difficulty with the church of Ephesus.
也就是主在以弗所教会的地位产生了难处。
It is also because the position of the Lord has changed in their midst.
当然，严格说起来，七个教会都可以说是主的地位的问题。
Of course, to be strict, it has to do with the church's position with all seven churches.
主的地位在教会里头对。
Because if the Lord's position is right in the church,
教会就对。
Then the church is right.
主的地位在教会里不对。
But if the Lord's position is not right in the church,
教会的表明的那个方式怎样好，也都是不对的。
Externally, no matter how the church is manifested, how right it could be, it is still wrong.
那弟兄姊妹们，你要看见。
So brothers and sisters, you must be able to see.
主非常注意以弗所教会这个情形。
Our Lord focuses on this condition of the church of Ephesus. So the Lord gives them this ray of repentance. And each letter, the Lord gives them a way out. But to the church of Ephesus, the way of repentance is upon the point which they've fallen.
那以弗所教会的确实是什么呢?
And so what is their shortcoming?
工作代替了主。
that the work has taken place of the Lord.
团体的声誉代替了主。
The reputation of the body there taking the place of the Lord.
活动的表现代替了主。
The activities has taken the place of the Lord.
难处就出来了。
And so then difficulty will arise.
主给他们指出那个恢复的路是这样。
And so the Lord points to them, this is the way of repentance.
所以你要回想。
Remember therefore,
你从哪里坠落。
From when thou hast fallen.
你就从就要悔改。
And repent.
起初所行的事。
And do the first works.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个是恢复的路。
This is the way of repentance.
他们下去。
If they continue,
他们重看自己团体的那个声誉。
If they look at their own reputation,
他们重看他们工作的表现。
If they look at the manifestation of their work,
总有一个起点。
There's one point.
那一个起点是慢慢的把主的地位代替了。
And it was at that starting point that took the place of the Lord's position.
主就说你要回想，究竟是从什么地方坠落。
And so the Lord tells them, remember therefore where you have fallen.
那也许是
Maybe it was.
我们工作做得那么大那么高。
When our work was so great and high.
如果现在收束了我们脸上挂不住了。
And now if we kind of take away from that work, then that will bring shame to our face.
也许是为了面子问题就撑也要死撑在那里。
And so maybe for the sake of my face, my reputation, I still have to stand firm.
为了维持那一个光景。
And so I have to still have that condition externally.
却不是爱主。
But it's not because I love the Lord, brothers and sisters.
这个以弗所的难处
This difficulty with the church of Ephesus
会不会也是我们的难处
Would that be our difficulty?
绝对有可能是我们的难处
Absolutely, it could be
绝对有可能是我们超越不过的一些的阻碍
Absolutely, that could be some hindrances we cannot overcome
也许不一定是以弗所教会这里所提到的事情
Maybe it is not the condition that's mentioned here in Ephesus
但是我们如果在主的面前失去了让主得走那个至高的地位
But if in our condition we have not allowed for the Lord to have the highest position
定规在我们里面有一些事物代替了主
Then it would be determined so that something in our heart has taken the place of the Lord
那怎么能恢复呢
How do we restore that then?
需要主的光照
We need the Lord's light
主说你要回想
The Lord says, remember therefore where you have fallen.
你又就回到哪里起来?
Return there and rise from there.
你从那个地方失落。
And if you have fallen there,
你又在那个地方去寻找。
To look there.
重新回到主的光中。
Once again, return to the light of the Lord.
我们感谢神。
We praise and thank God.
主对教会没有保留。
The Lord did not withhold anything from the church.
教会听主这样说话，有些时候会觉得非常非常的难过。
Sometimes when the church hears the Lord saying these words, they take it hard.
但是我们不能不留意。
But we must pay attention.
主的心思乃是盼望教会得到恢复。
The Lord's desire is that the church will be restored.
我们仰望主。
We look to the Lord.
叫我们能体会。主在教会中恢复的心意
so that we would understand the heart of the Lord he has to revive the church
我想以弗所这封书信我们今天晚上读不完
I don't think we can finish with the epistle to Ephesus tonight
我想我们就暂时停在这
I think we'll temporarily end here
下礼拜我们再接上去
We'll continue next week